Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Wait a second, Fred. We got to now say it to me. Yeah, hold on a second, Fred. How about this? Say that to me now.
How about that?
There you go. Now we got the right microphone on.
Good
Didn't
word.
Have your right mic on, but we got you now. Fred,
are you pilot? Are you pilot or co-pilot?
Nah, I just have to always check the gauges before I sit down here at the console. From them being left alone there. All right, welcome to the show here. We got a big one for you today. Fred Dreyer talking a little bit football, some baseball. Got some great emails came in today. FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Don't forget, we are doing this whole show on video as well as audio, so you can catch us on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, crntalk.com. And if you're on Facebook Live, you got the chance to chime in and get into the old chat room and tell us a few things we want to hear, and that'll do the job for us. All right. So, Fred, how was your week? What do you got going? Training camp. It was great to see the Rams, wasn't it?
Well, the Rams and everybody else, Chargers here locally, Rams, Chargers are back at camp. They, you know, they kick off the preseason here in about a week or two.
Yeah.
And that'll be a nice display because it'll be the first game that they're going to allow people in the new SoFi Stadium.
Exactly. And I think that that's kind of the key thing is to see fans this year at the brand new stadium. We're going to take a tour of that at some point, aren't we?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, we are going to do that, and we're going to be doing some work with the Rams intermittently during the season. I know the preseason, I'm doing a couple things here. You're going with me down there in the next couple of days. And we'll definitely have a run at it, and this will be an interesting season. It's more fun when you're a part of the home team and you're a part of everything. And so I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it too. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our program. We call him Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter.
Two.
The all-pro defensive end, the acting iconic legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Stay with us here in the lounge.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. Did you know withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. So please listen up. Are you aware that banks are now required to spy on us for the government and then report any behavior they think is suspicious? It's true. I was shocked as I read Swiss America's blockbuster report, The Secret War on Cash. This new war against cash is really a war against all freedom-loving Americans. Listen to me. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Now get your free copy by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. Or visit SwissAmerica.com. This war on cash is growing daily and also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get ahead, read The Secret War on Cash free to every Robert Dobby fan today by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. And then you'll thank me later.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, star of Hunter, Land's End, Agent X, Crisis, the Transformer movie. Do I need to go on and on and on and on? Well, Highway 395. I'll keep going if you want me to.
Well, you're not talking to me about that. You're talking to the fans out there.
I am, because I know you know. All right, so let's kick things off now. Aaron Rodgers, we were talking last week, looks to be back locked in here with the Green Bay Packers and maybe getting to say a few, put his 2 cents in about what's happening with that football team. Tom Brady, who was able to say what he thought about his football team when he moved over to Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Apparently got a little ticked off in training camp already. Training camp just opened up here, and Tom Brady was so ticked off over some poor plays at the Bucs practice last Sunday that he threw a major temper tantrum. He was cussing. He was slamming his helmet. He even punted the football. Accidents can happen here. Take it easy, Tom. But reporters at the scene say it all went down during the 11-on-11 drills. What are the 11-on-11 drills, Fred? Is that just a series?
11-on-11. Yeah. 11 people on 11 people. Okay. Offense first, defense.
And it appeared that Tom Brady was going off after he took a would-be sack. So he grabbed the ball, Tom Brady, and he booted it in frustration, sending that pigskin about 40 yards or more. On the next series, Tom was sacked again and threw a few incompletions, leading to an even bigger meltdown. He slammed his helmet into the ground. According to the Tampa Bay Times, he dropped a couple of F-bombs on his teammates. He's got to make that bleeping play when you're tired, fellas, he said. And so this isn't the kind of the beginning sort of thing you want in your training camp, but apparently Tom was letting it be known that you can't let down. Am I right, Fred?
Well, first of all, nobody knows what happened. I mean, that's between the family members there. You know, if he wants to talk about it, let him talk about it. But this is not news. This is all a part of the working day. What goes on in the progress of a working day football team. So I look at it as a moment, and then it's gone, you know.
Well, I agree with you on this, but you know, he doesn't want, you know, they're the defending champions now. He doesn't want these guys to start kicking back and easing up a little bit. You're in training camp, and even his head coach, who loves him, Bruce Arians, he was cool with the way Tom Brady had his attitude during practice. Bruce Arians says, guys, you have to make the plays. He told the reporters, you're in a critical situation. You can't fall down. And then they mentioned that Tom gives you a chance to win the game. You've got to go down and win that game. I don't care how tired you are. And we'll see what happens. We're about a month away when we get some regular season games. So you don't have much time to get going. And that's one thing you always talk about, Fred Dreyer.
Well, it's true. You only have so many opportunities to get it right. And sometimes when that window closes, it's too late. It'll never come that way again. So what you're doing here in practice is you're simulating a real game-like circumstances, and you're there, and you're with your teammates. Everybody knows what the play was called. They pop out of the huddle. They get out to their alignments, and you've got to there follow through and make sure that you're executing, which is a key word. Executing the play called in order for excellence, and anything short of that's not good enough.
And if you goof around, Fred, and you know, you goof around in training camp, but that doesn't get you ready for the regular season, especially right now. This is brand new.
Well, they're a couple of weeks away from playing games.
Exactly. It's only a month of training camp, and you're already sitting on the field. You got to get ready to go. You've always talked about being prepared, coming to training camp ready, working out a little bit. These guys are probably not stretching. They're going to go screw around, you know, do different things that are going to tick off people. And the next thing you know, it's a foolhardy's situation there, and you're not ready to go for the season.
Yeah, that's right. And they'll get it right. You know, at 44 years of age, he's seen it all before. This isn't the last time something like that will occur. But this is the type of thing that is that makes you a professional or not.
Exactly. Now, if you move around a little bit and you go over to the New York Giants, the team that signed you was smart enough to draft you, Fred Dreyer. They apparently, their first day of padded practice at training camp, this ended abruptly on Tuesday when the coach, Joe Judge, he was very angry. He addressed and punished his players for apparently it was a team-wide brawl that included the starting quarterback, Daniel Jones, at the bottom of the pile. The team-wide brawl pins Daniel Jones in a pile. It ends the training things. The coach, Joe Judge, they could hear him delivering expletive-laden tirades at his team after this scuffle. And he then had them alternate running laps and doing push-ups as punishment. Then the group assembled after more than 10 minutes of penalty-induced conditioning in a semicircle for one last lambasting before practice suddenly ended. And the incident started, apparently, when the tight end, Evan Engram, retaliated after a late hit to running back Corey Clement, and then safety Logan Ryan then came and leveled Engram from behind, and the rest of the team, including Jones, then jumped into the melee, which drew immediate ire from the coaching staff. Nobody could have figured out what was going to come next. Jones was plucked out of the pile by the offensive lineman Kenny Wiggins. Judge then starts responding as he's lacing into the group as a whole, and when asked why he got involved in the brawl, Jones responded he was part of the team. His involvement did not go unnoticed, and Jones said he wasn't injured during the fight, and the Giants needed to do a better job of controlling their emotions and excitement during the intense padded practice games. These people are out of control already, Fred.
Well, they're not out of control. They're trying to get into control. Difference.
All right, what do you mean by that?
Well, look, you know, this camp's just started here a couple days ago.
Right.
And you got to get people's attention. They got to settle down and realize they can't be on the cell phone. They can't, you know, they've got to realize I'm in camp now and I got to go into a different mode of operation. And these drills are specifically meant to get your attention and harness your focus in on what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
And when it deteriorates like that, you've got to prevent it from doing that again.
Okay, so I get that. You got to be ready to go, but you know, you got to just you can't go crazy on the first day of training camp here. I would think you want to launch into it and just kind of ramp up quickly, but ramp up somewhat.
Well, I mean, I don't know. If there's really nothing more you can say about this, it's really not a big deal.
Well, it would have been if somebody got injured. That's all I got to say.
Well, look, you get injured walking over to the lunch hall.
Let's hope not. Don't want to pull your Achilles that way.
You don't want to. You don't want to go on the IR and have to eat your tongue sandwich in the Whirlpool.
Now, over at Indianapolis, the Colts training camp, Carson Wentz apparently bad news already. This poor guy. Carson Wentz, he's been injured in the past. He's going to undergo surgery, it has this week now, for an injured left foot and sideline approximately 5 to 12 weeks. The coach over there, Frank Reich, says it's an old injury, possibly from high school, and a broken bone came loose in his foot, Fred. And he felt a twinge in his foot when he rolled and planted to throw late in the Thursday practice last week. The offensive coordinator, Marcus Brady, gave us the details on this. The doctors met with the Colts met with a lot of doctors to see what the best recovery process was, and all the parties that involved agreed surgery was the way to go.
Well, as one of the players said, it's football, so let's move on.
All right, it's football. We've got an injury already. Carson Wentz out, sidelined for a while, maybe up to 5 to 12 weeks. I err more on the 12-week side if you got a foot surgery.
Huh. Wow.
All right, don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We read your emails on the air. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN. Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We'll take a break and be right back.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Back in the Sports Lounge, is truly Michael Horn, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the legend of acting. You've seen him in Hunter. Hey, there was a security guy in here today and stopped you, Fred, and said you should be the guy doing the face of his security company.
Well,
I think that's a good idea.
Well, we're here to hear all ideas and see what happens.
We'll see what happens, that's for sure. All right, we got baseball starting. You know, we didn't really get a chance to comment on the final trading deadlines. There were a lot of trades made on that deadline, wasn't there, huh?
Yeah, they were. And everybody seemed to know where they wanted to go, which says they were negotiating way before the deadline.
I think you are absolutely right. And, you know, and then some guys got upset that one guy on the Cubs didn't get traded. He's sitting there going, like, what happened? Nobody wanted me. And, you know, that's a tough thing, Fred. So, you know, but we'll see what happens. I don't know. They say, you know, a lot of people, one, got some good, you know, maybe some good arms or whatever. Mm. I mean, would you have, at the beginning of the season, would you have thought that Max Scherzer would end up on the same team with Clayton Kershaw?
No, I didn't. And the interesting thing is that he had a desire to come here to the Dodgers, to be on the West Coast and also to be on the Dodgers. So perhaps, maybe, at the end of the next year when he's a free agent, the Dodgers will have a shot at signing him to a long-term deal.
Everybody wants to come to California until they find out who the governor is, Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, don't tell. Don't tell anybody. Don't wreck it for
don't
people.
Don't wreck it. Yeah, there's a recall election. That'll be our show coming up in a few weeks. Well, maybe we'll get lucky. Oh, look at that. You were able to spin that microphone around. You're like the fastest microphone spinner in the West.
What the hell?
That was a Hunter move with that thing. Fred, for those of you that don't see the video, Fred was somehow able to spin that mic to my direction. Maybe we could save money here and use one microphone.
Maybe I could sit on your lap.
I talk into it, then you talk in. Hey, you were on a show here, and you were supposed to do a half-hour interview. You were on there for like 2 hours. What was that all about?
That was Roman Gabriel, and he called me and wanted me to come on the show. And
this is Roman Gabriel's son, right?
Yeah, Roman Jr.
Yeah,
but we had a good time. You know, once you start opening up this can of worms, you know. And, you know, there's so many generations of stories that, you know, where do you stop? I mean, we could have talked for another couple hours.
Give us a little taste or something. Did you learn anything from some of the background information he was able to dig up? Did he get some new information out to you that you found interesting?
No, but he found it interesting when I told him one of the underpinning truths of how and why George Allen got fired by the Rams in 1978.
Whoa, back to 1978, George Allen got fired. How? What was one of the truths?
He made a trade of a player when he wasn't supposed to.
Ooh, who was that?
He decided he would trade Isaiah Robertson, outside linebacker, to Green Bay.
Whoa.
And when that news broke, they called him in and said, George, you are not, by any stretch of the imagination, the general manager of this team. You're not the owner. You're the head coach up until this moment, and therefore you're fired.
Wow. How did that happen? Don't they have to check trades with the management, GMs or whatever? The coach could just do it? He just traded them? That was it?
Yeah, He wanted to change some personnel. I've always thought that there was a bit of, should I say, jealousy, I guess I will, for the sake of moving the story along. George and and was the head coach at the Washington Redskins, and they were a formidable organization, a formidable team, and in the years that he was the head coach. And but, you know, the Rams and the Redskins always were in the, they were in the NFC. They were in the East. We were in the West. And we usually played each other once a year. And we also would meet in playoff games every once in a while, depending.
Right.
And so I think that George wanted to take our defense, which was a tremendous defense. I think he wanted to take and get rid of a couple of players and kind of tweak our already great defense into making it giving it a spin that he thought it would make our team better, and we had a better defense than the Redskins ever had.
And so, did it work by getting rid of Isaiah Robertson?
Well, no, because here's the story. We haven't. How much time?
You got time. Go ahead.
At practice one day in 1978 at Cal State Fullerton, George came over to me and said to me, "When practice is over, I want to talk to you and Jack Youngblood underneath the goalpost over here, in the end zone." And so, as we were speaking, we waved Jack over, and he said, "Coach wants to talk to us when the practice is over." Okay. So the practice is over. We walk down into the end zone. The rest of the team is kind of moving, doing final exercises and stretching, and they're doing some weights, and they're doing stuff, piddling around. But they're in the process of clearing out and leaving the field and going into the locker room. And so George says to us, to Jack and I, he says, "I just want both of you to know, I just want both of you to know that I've traded Isaiah Robertson to Green Bay this morning."
You got to be kidding. He tells you guys, you're the first on the team to know?
So he stops and he looks at me and he looks at Jack. And then I look at Jack and I say, "Can he do that?" And Jack says, "I don't know." And then he says to George, "George, I don't think you can do that." "I don't think you can do it." He says, yeah, I can. Yeah, I can, and I did. We're going to be better off. We got to get everyone pulling the rope. He's lazy, and he makes too many mistakes, and blah, 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 blah. And so I went, "Gee whiz, George, that shocks me." He goes, "Well, we got to be better, and sometimes it's painful to be better." So we say, "Okay, George, we'll see you." So we start walking off the field, and I burst out laughing. I said, "Because everybody in the league knows that the general manager and the people in charge of personnel and making trades is not George."
That's right.
So who the hell was he talking to in Green Bay
that allows it?
That said, "Yeah, you got a deal." Right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, what drunk was he talking to on the other end of that phone in Wisconsin that traded Butch to the Packers? I don't get it. I'm trying to figure out who he was talking to.
Right.
So by the time that we get out of the locker out of the locker room, and we get back over to the chow hall where we went to lunch, and there's a huge buzz, and there's camera trucks everywhere. There's camera trucks, and I said, "Uh-oh, I think somebody knows something." Yeah. So we went in and we got our food and we were eating in the corner over there. And they were interviewing Carol Rosenblum, and they were interviewing different players. And so The truth of the matter is they fired George, and he'd only been with the team for like weeks. He was there just for weeks, and it was a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Wow.
That George would be fired because he always did stuff like that throughout his career when he was with the Redskins and then he came here in 66 from Chicago and Dan Reeves had problems with him.
Wow.
And so I was rooting for George to, you know, George is such a I don't know. He's such a conniving guy. You know, he'll do anything to win. That's what people loved about him, you know. But you can't start trading people that you're not.
So I take it the trade didn't stick.
Well, the trade didn't go through. And
and he got fired.
And he got fired for it.
Wow.
And that's when they brought in Ray Malavasi as the head coach.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So that's how Ray got in.
That's how he got in.
Ray used to fall asleep on the Robert W. Morgan.
And he would fall on Robert W. show.
In the morning, he'd be with Robert W. Morgan on the Ram station, 710 KMPC, and he fell asleep one morning and was snoring. And they couldn't wake him up.
Now, I used to do a little bit in the morning on Robert W. show.
Oh, you did too? Yeah?
Yeah, I did a little bit there.
What did you do?
Well, I just did stuff, you know, like, you know, little sports blurbs.
I got you.
Like
liners, that kind of thing.
Yeah, little liners. I said, you know. But I just did stuff. But what happens is that he, Robert W. had him on, and he was asking him kind of like a two-part question. And you heard this. And he was actually asleep on the deal. And now later on that afternoon, at practice, everybody gave Ray a ton of crap.
I was asleep. Fall asleep. We'll take a break.
I was asleep. Okay?
Ray, Fred will be back. He's going to drop off a little bit. We'll be back in the sports lounge. Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer.
Can you name the three habits of healthy hygiene? We shower, we brush our teeth, and we... Wait a minute. What third habit? Think about it. The pandemic's reminded us that the nose is your body's filter against a constant invasion of airborne germs. Your nose traps allergens, bacteria, and viruses, but like any filter, the more it's clogged up, the less it works. Now it's easy to clean your nose with Navage. My name's Martin Hoke, and I did not invent nasal irrigation. It's been around thousands of years, but I did invent Navage to make nasal irrigation easy for everyone. Navage uses powered suction to flush out germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you very sick. People love Navage. It has 4.7 stars with over 70,000 online reviews. And over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, Bed Bath, and select Walmarts. Make cleaning your nose your third habit. Navage. Clean nose. Healthy life.
Hi, Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies. If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Staples Connect has everything for school at amazing prices. Right now, Staples one-subject notebooks are only 25 cents each, and Crayola 24-count crayons, two-pocket polyfolders, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 50 cents each. So your student won't just be ready for school. There'll be tons of drawings to hang on the fridge ready.
We're going to need a bigger refrigerator.
Visit your local Staples store or staples.com/back to school and get amazing prices for everything on your back-to-school list. Ends 9/18, limit 30, notebooks in-store only. Offer may vary online.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan.
Yep.
Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one.
Two? Was it two?
Two of them in the same quarter.
Wow.
In the same game, the same quarter. Two different quarterbacks. That record will never be broken.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer. And speaking of acting, we get a lot of email here talking about your football career. You're a double bonus guy here. You have the football career. You've got your TV and movie career over here, your radio career as it continues. And so we got a lot of different pictures here that we want to share with you that Fred has. Dr. Pulp, Pop Culture sent something into us. Do you know Dr. Pop?
Dr. Pop, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Pop sent in a picture. This one is going to be at the Playboy Mansion, in which we see O.J. Simpson, Fred Dreyer, Lance Rensel, Wilt Chamberlain, and Hugh Hefner himself. And Joe Vecchio, the sports analyst, is in front, and his brother is there too, behind OJ. And it's like, for those of you that don't aren't seeing the video, we'll post this at our website, The Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. You can check it out. You can hear our podcast, hear all that and more. But here is the photograph. And so you got OJ Simpson in the lower left corner, and who's behind him there? Is
that's Joey's brother.
Okay, so that's Joe Vecchio, who's the announcer's brother. Joe Vecchio is in front, kind of pointing his finger over there. There's Fred Dreyer next to Joey Vecchio's brother, and then looks like Lance Rensel next to you there.
Yeah,
about, right?
Lance is right there on the way to Wilt.
And then Wilt Chamberlain, boy, that guy, he's head and shoulders above everybody. He's tall in that picture.
Yeah,
and then you got Hef looks pretty good there, too. Hugh Hefner's looking pretty sharp.
He's got his red robe on, his smoking jacket, actually.
Now, the ceiling looks like it's kind of a tiled ceiling or something.
This is in the living room.
Oh, I thought maybe it was in the hot tub.
No, they had to squeeze people, and then they kind of got down in front and shot up, as you can see here with Joey.
O.J. Simpson looks like he's not paying attention. He's kind of looking off, and everybody else is having a good time. But you look kind of angry. You got that look on, like a scowl.
I have no idea. Probably because I'm sitting next to O.J.
Oh, this is good. And so what year was this, Fred? What would you say?
Let's see. Let me think. Let me just splice it together. I'm going to say...
Thank you, Dr. Pop Culture.
I'm going to say it's between 80 and 84.
80 and 84.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere right around in there.
All right, so that's a pretty good shot there, that one. I kind of like that. Now, not to be outdone, the lovely Pamela is also, she is really our archivist. She sends in these pictures.
She does a great job, believe me.
She brings these in, and she says, "Hi, Mr. Dreyer.
Hello.
Sharing another great photo of you, this one from 1981.
Okay.
You with Gary Bender. And this is when you worked at CBS Sports. My gosh, this is the broadcast booth. What stadium is this? Do you remember what stadium you're in there?
Let's see. I don't know.
So you look pretty good with the sport coat on and all coiffed up there and a nice smile, kind of bending over. Gary Bender looking up at you. And what kind of comments? What were you looking at? That 17 there, is that the monitor you guys looked at for replay sitting there right there in front of you, that 17?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah?
That's one.
Looks like another one in front of you, and there's a couple of them. Well, probably a live cam and a replay there for you.
It might be a toaster oven. We cook up some...
Is that what Is that what's up there?
I think that 17 is that's a toaster oven that they give us.
17 slices at one time.
Yeah, there's 17. That lets you know that there's 17 pieces of toast coming your way.
By the way, this is totally off topic. Have you ever had a tomato sandwich?
Of course.
Yeah, Debbie here on our staff hasn't. It's just with a mayonnaise on it, right?
Jesus, don't put mayonnaise on anything.
Oh, come on. The light mayonnaise. It's the only time I use mayonnaise. I never use mayonnaise, but you have to have it on a tomato sandwich.
Not around me.
You have to have it on a tomato sandwich.
No, you don't.
Oh, boy.
No, you don't.
That's the one time you have mayo.
No, you don't. Uh-uh.
Well, apparently we agree to disagree.
Somewhere.
So anyway, going back to this thing, you look good in this. You did this for what, about a year when you were?
I did it just right before I went back to acting school. This is like in 81.
Yeah.
This is like I'm weeks away from have been fired by the Rams.
So the Rams fired you. You're in the broadcast booth.
Yeah, and then 15 minutes later, CBS hired me to team me up with Gary, and we would be play-by-play color commentating guys, partnership, which was great because he was great, very helpful.
You and Gary Bender.
We had a lot of fun. I told him, I used to tell him the most weird stories before we go on there, and he couldn't stop laughing.
Any relation to that guy that does news at KFI Radio, Bender? This guy, Gary Bender, maybe his dad? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
So anyway, so you guys worked together, and you did games, you traveled. Did you like the travel schedule to broadcast booth?
I didn't like the fact that I was living the life of a sports football guy again.
Analyst.
I'd leave on Thursday, a Friday, and you'd go to a hotel and you'd pack in and everything you did as a player, you did as an analyst. You go down to the field and then interview coaches and players, and then you take a look at a little bit of film, and then you'd go out to dinner on Saturday night before the Sunday game, and then. And then you'd have, I mean, it moved around, you know. I mean, it moved along, you know. It wasn't boring, per se. It was just predictable.
Were you one of those guys that you always had, like, a comment? Like, I was talking to Mike Horn before the game, and Mike shared a thought. And were you one of those analysts that had a little something special to add into it?
Well, I mean, like here, Gary would, I would tell him, like, right now, before airtime, I'd say, remind me to tell you the story of Fran Tarkington and Alex Webster.
And he would remind you.
And he would remind me. And then if the Giants were down there, if we were playing the Giants, then I said, Alex Webster, that reminds me.
That's good.
And then you get into it. And you get into it.
All right, don't forget to send your emails, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Here's a note from Stevie. Stevie says, hi, Fred. Have you been watching the Olympics? And if so, what's your favorite event to watch?
I like track and field, all aspects of track and field.
I like baseball.
And the distance runners, you know, the Kenyan people there, the people from Kenya. These people, they can run 1,500 meters or 5,000 meters, and when it's over with, they can sit down and have a conversation with you. These people are unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right. Darren says, good evening, Mr. Dreyer. Just wanted to say thanks, and I very much enjoyed all your work on the TV and movies. Sorry I don't know much about your NFL career. I was too young, but I bet you were a great football player as well. Thanks again for all your hard work. I would have loved to have met you.
Oh, great, Darren. Thanks.
Well, you can still meet him now, right?
But yeah, you can dial in some YouTube and get the highlights of some of the things I did.
You know, we're going to get you on Cameo. I was going to talk to you about this before. This is where people can ask you for a birthday greeting, and you do a custom birthday greeting and send it to them.
Yes.
We're going to have you do that.
Yeah, tantalizing
the audience out there, so you can have like an anniversary. It's Fred Dreyer. Happy anniversary, everybody. Now, you'll probably do one for free for me for my birthday, won't you?
For you? Yes, Mike.
Well, thank you. Okay, here's Monica. Monica says, absolutely loved the chemistry of McCall and Hunter. And I would agree with that. Did you guys work on that? Did it get better and better as the seasons went on?
Well, yeah, of course. Sure. Sure it would. Yeah, yeah. I mean, she had a open, fun way of doing things.
Chemistry is there. We have a photograph of you and McCall, and I mean, there's the chemistry.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean chemistry. It means you want chemistry.
Is it?
You're on the hunt.
Absolutely, Monica says.
See that
love
cut?
The
see that cut in my head right there?
Yeah,
I got.
That's pretty
I
deep.
Got that in I think Cleveland, and
oh,
it
on.
Took about 4 stitches to close it.
Come on, really?
That's yeah,
that's
yeah.
A. And McCall's not looking at that. Those eyes are closed, man.
No, she was looking at. I was asking her about it. I said, what do you think about it? How many stitches?
Not.
How many stitches?
You did.
I said, guess how many stitches.
So romantic. Oh, boy, that's a great. You and McCall, just the very best. Okay, so Ducks says, watching hashtag Hunter, you need to have a Hunter reunion series. Do you think that will ever happen? Fred, what do you think?
Not if I have not if I have to, you know, guess. I don't think there's a lot of people around that care about the Hunter series anymore.
They would love to see a McCall.
Well, I think what would be a great idea is if they you know, contemporized it, and then they kind of like did maybe a commitment to 3-4 movies.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and make sure that the scene with you and McCall is definitely in there. If you could, that would be very good, I think. Anyway, all right. Now, Bobby says, Fred, big fan. Was wondering if you play fantasy football. Do you ever bet on your favorite team?
I have. Ooh. I have bet, but I don't as a rule. I don't find it.
You don't bet,
I don't right. find it entertaining. You know.
But you have bet in the past.
You know what? Let me ask you something.
Sure.
I probably watch more baseball than most people that I know.
Other than me.
Other than you.
That's right.
However. I have been guessing at when people come to the plate at bat like Muncie.
You're talking about Dodgers.
Certain Dodger players.
Yeah, certain Dodger
in
players.
Certain situations.
We're in Hollywood,
I say home run right now.
And sometimes
it comes.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Sometimes I think this is what's going to be happening. Like when Cody Bellinger comes up, I go and I go 0-2.
0-2,
0-2, Cody. That's a new number on his uniform, 0-2, because yeah. When he walks to the plate, he's already got 2 strikes on him.
From what I hear, that he's about ready to go down to the Oklahoma or
good.
to get tutored.
I am glad, because I think that's a key for him right now. He's got to get it back. He had those injuries. He's got to get his swing back. He needs to go to some place where the pressure is off. And just have a great time.
Well, he screwed up in a World Series by blowing out his shoulder.
Well, it was Kike sort of hit his shoulder and really.
Well, all these guys get up and start doing these high fives, like these forearm bumps, yeah. And all that crap. You know, what do you think is going to happen out of that when you do that?
That's it. Now, so don't forget, get your emails, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Now, you know what I've been doing, which is kind of fun? When we start traveling around again, I'm going to do this with you. You tune in on Sirius XM, some other broadcasts, and I've been just loving listening to Bob Uecker do play-by-play for the Milwaukee Brewers.
I mean, right now?
Oh, yeah, he does great stories. He's sitting there, his co-host is, I forget, Jeff or somebody, and they have a good time in there.
Huh.
He set some good things out. That's a good,
very
I'm
going
to find some more good announcers, too. There's a few guys, the one guy on either the car, I think Cardinals and on Cincinnati, that sounds like he had some bad chili for dinner. They go, well, that's kind of a tough pitch to go ahead and hit. And the guy kind of sounds like he's got indigestion.
He's drunk.
But he's fun to listen to.
He's drunk.
All right, we're going to take a break. Final segment coming up. We'll wrap things up for you. It's the Sports Lounge. Don't forget our podcast, The Sports Lounge, on demand. Just shout at your Amazon Echo or Google Home. So play The Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer podcast, and you can listen to us every week anytime
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell?
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our show is the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So a little bit of bookwork here, a little bit of note-taking to get things. What do you think? The Lakers and Carmelo Anthony agree to a one-year NBA free agency contract. What do you think that means to the Lakers?
I think it'll help him. I mean, he's an outside shooter, it'll be interesting to see what the combination of the three superstars do. And hey, look, you know, what's his name, LeBron James, yeah, has a short window left. He's been around 20 years.
Yeah, that's right. And so has Carmelo's been around a while,
so
too.
So they all know one another. Yeah. To me, the thing is everybody get along? Can't they? Is there going to be any jealousies? No. And they all want to play, and they're all in the twilight of their career. And let's just show up and play our asses off. Let's take care of ourselves. And you know what? You'll probably win it.
That's true. Golden State Warriors, Stephen Curry got that four-year, $215 million.
50?
$215 million NBA extension. That's a lot of bucks there. Whew. Be able to buy himself a new car.
What would you do with 215?
I'd take care of my immediate family first off. Maybe give some, maybe start a little charitable foundation or something.
Am I a part of your family?
Of course you are. Right. I would make sure and take care of you. Oh, I'd actually build another room onto the house, a wing just for you, and we call it the Fred Dreyer wing.
I would request an upstairs, the entire roof of your house, pull it off.
I'd do it.
And
I would do it.
Let's get a bedroom up there.
With a view? Can you see the view of the San Fernando Valley? You'd be up there?
And a balcony, and it's a cigar.
There you go.
Upstairs.
Smoke your cigars up there. We'll put that on there. Just wait for my contract extension here from CRS.
Just write it down.
I'm sure it'll be coming here any day now.
It's on its way right now.
That's our show. If you miss anything, don't forget to log on to our website, the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. The Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Don't forget, our podcast is available at podcast locations everywhere. Also on Amazon Echo, Google Home. Say play the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. It'll come right up for you. Email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. I'm Michael Horn. Say so long, Fred.
So long, everybody.